Happy birthday to Joe Walsh from the James Gang, from the Eagles, and solo success as well. Walk away early from the James Gang. Joe Walsh turned 73 years old today. I don't know what to call him. I just think he's not as appreciated as he should be. Joe Walsh as a guitarist is fantastic. Joe Walsh as a songwriter is pretty darn good. Joe Walsh as a wild and crazy sidekick with stories about being drunk out of his mind in the 70s and destroying hotel rooms, also fun. Joe Walsh is just an interesting fellow and I think an underappreciated rock and roll talent. He turned 73 years old today. Happy birthday to Joe Walsh. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday all across the great state of Michigan. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Or you can find me on Twitter, too, at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. Something happening this afternoon that we want to tell you about in Lansing. Michaela Stiles is with us on the Steve Gruber Show, representative for Strike Down the Shutdown. Michaela, thanks for joining us.
Mr. Bertram, thank you so much for talking with me this morning.
I appreciate you taking some time and getting up early. Earlier than usual, probably. Tell us about the event first, some details, and then we'll discuss further.
Absolutely. So I'm with a few students who are putting on an event called Strike Down the Shutdown. It will be taking place in Lansing around the Capitol at 4 p.m. today. And basically, we are protesting this recent health mandate. We want this health mandate repealed. And we're a little fed up. There's so many fellow people on the left who say that the government shouldn't be in the bedroom, and we completely agree. But we also think that it shouldn't be in our kitchen, in our living rooms, in our front yards, in our backyards, telling my family how many people we should have over for the holidays, who we can and can't have, and especially as a school, as a student, how our professors and students should interact in the classroom. We want the government out of our classroom, especially this executive branch.
So how will this event unfold this afternoon around 4 o'clock, right?
Around 4 p.m., right. So it's unfolding as a car rally. So if you look, check out our Facebook page, which you can find if you search Strike Down the Shutdown, there's a route and a couple blocks around the Capitol where cars will be just joining and driving around, waving flags, waving signs, honking their horns. We just want to get the message out that we are dissatisfied with how our executive government's abuse of power.
Michaela is with us. Michaela Stiles mentioned she is a student at Hillsdale, of course, where I am a professor and also run the radio station. But this is done of your own free will, not acting on behalf of the college or anything like that. We always try to make that clear on some of these things. Why did you feel compelled to act?
We felt compelled to act because if we don't act now, when will we? If we roll over one more time, when is enough enough? We were told that it was going to be 2 weeks, 8 months ago. If the first lockdown works, why do we need a second one? It just seems that there are so many unintended consequences that haven't even entered the discussion, and we want to bring those to the forefront. And I'm talking about, like, mental health studies. Our mental health statistics have gone absolutely haywire. Up to 75% of 18 to 24-year-olds, according to the CDC, are seriously grappling with anxiety and depression. 1 in 4 have serious suicidal thoughts. And these numbers are just unacceptable. That's why we're there. We want to talk about all of the unintended consequences.
Describe to our listeners the way that these shutdowns have affected you as a student at the college here. We sent students home, you know, around spring break last year. And that was in large part because we had far fewer details then than we do now about how how COVID acts and who's at risk and all those questions. And now in this fall term this year, to comply with not the governor's order, of course, she doesn't have the power. It's the health department's order that schools should not be in session, in-person learning. So students, once again, will be having virtual Zoom-type education for the next 2 weeks or so. How's it affected you and your classmates?
Honestly, I've seen frustration. I think we are frustrated. It's so difficult to learn in an environment when you're more concerned with whether you're following regulations or mandates or how professors and students can interact versus the actual learning and the actual discussions that should be taking place in a classroom. Like, we're here to grow our minds. We're here to grow our intellects. We're here to grow our spirits. And it's so much more difficult when you have, like, the barriers that are set up in between you that you have to abide by. I can go into office hours with a professor and have an actual conversation. But if it's in a learning environment, if he's teaching me anything, that becomes illegal. And that's so unsustainable. That's so incredibly unsustainable and unproductive.
Talking with Michaela Stiles, the Strike Down the Shutdown rally is this afternoon, 4 o'clock. You can find details on the Facebook page. Search Strike Down the Shutdown. It'll pop up. What are your expectations for this afternoon's turnout, and what are your expectations, if any, for action following the rally this afternoon?
We don't honestly know how many people will turn out. That's why we're here. We've been putting out information wherever we can, contacting as many people as we possibly can, as many organizations who similarly are frustrated with the economic decline and the unintended consequences that are just arising from all of this isolation. We're just hoping to see as many people out as we possibly can. Going forward, this is step one. It's our job to hold our government and our elected officials accountable for their actions. And this is step one. We'll see where this takes us.
Have you, in the span of putting this together and executing it, heard from other students across the state who have similar experiences?
We have, actually. I've touched base with some friends in Grand Valley who see their campuses feel absolutely dead. We've shot out all of our information and our event details to college Republicans all over the state. We've contacted Turning Point at certain universities for just putting our information out as many college our colleagues as we possibly can. Now it's just time to see who shows up, who's willing to take a stand.
The rally again this afternoon, Strike Down the Shutdown this afternoon, 4 o'clock. Lansing, you can find the details and the route too is also on the Facebook page, right, Michaela?
Absolutely, the route details. We'll be posting a map up there, showing where the hospitals are, so we can make sure we don't block entrance to the hospitals, where the police department are. We've been in contact with the police to figure out the best route and the best way to get people where they need to be. So yes, it's all on our Facebook page. Please check it out.
All right, Michaela Stiles, and again, Strike Down the Shutdown this afternoon, 4 o'clock, Lansing. Is the rally, and more information, go to Facebook and search for Strike Down the Shutdown. Michaela, best of luck this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Mr. Bertram.
Thank you. You too. That's Michaela Stiles and Strike Down the Shutdown. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Follow the show there. It's on Facebook too. You know, just search for Steve Gruber. I'm on Twitter at Scott Bertram. Filling in for Steve. Steve back on Monday. But I'm here today on the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now